Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour, from the Wayback Machine, that one. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're rocking and rolling here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Barbara Rembiza is here. Dr. Rembiza is the president of IAITAM. That's an organization that helps people understand what to do with their technology that's already lived its life, and it's time to get rid of it. And Barbara, thanks again for being here. IAITAM.org is the website, right?
It's IAI.
IAI. I'm sorry. Put two I's in there, folks. IAITAM.org. Thank you for correcting me. So that's my first mistake this year. So, Barbara, tell us about the organization.
So we started in 2002. Technology came in very quickly into businesses, and we found that organizations needed to know how to manage technology, not the technology side, not the coding and the setting up of technology, but the actual managing of the technology, which includes this disposal piece that we've been talking about. But it actually starts pre-acquisition. What are you going to buy? How are you going to buy it? All the way through, how are you going to dispose of it? And businesses don't realize how much they depend on technologies. And I often ask companies, you know, large and small, if you lost all your technology, would you be able to continue your business
out of business? Out of business.
I'd
have to go back to baling hay.
Yeah, and I asked them, I said, then why are you not managing your technology as your business?
Mm-hmm.
And I get silent.
Yeah, crickets.
And it's simply because they don't know what they don't know.
Mm-hmm. So what are they missing? What are the elements that they're missing?
I think technology scares a lot of people. They, you know, a lot of times executives don't understand, and I'll put it in real simple terms. They don't understand tech talk,
yeah.
And technologists don't understand executive talk.
No, that's exactly right. No, there is. It's called the technology gap. I was part of an international group that studied this and tried to fix it, but we weren't able to. It's called the technology gap. No question about it. But how does that affect? What is that? Does that cause the small business owner to make either delay making decisions, making bad decisions? What does it cause? What's the result?
Both of those. Yeah. And it's costing small businesses millions, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
You know, by over purchasing software, under purchasing software, and risking compliance audits.
One of the biggest concerns that I have is the online world, and that's where we get held hostage by web Nazis and developers and hosters and you know that's happened to me before, and you know this you're right, this is tough. It has gotten better though. I mean, I believe that people are a lot smarter than they used to be about these things. Once you've written a few checks and not gotten the right deal, you wind up getting smarter. But the good news is there are people like you out there to help them. And that's the thing that we try to emphasize here on the show is, folks, today, if you don't know something, there's no reason to be ignorant any longer. You can get the help. There are people who can help you do these things, and this is why you exist.
Oh, absolutely. We did not know before that we had to manage our IT the way that we have to today. We did not know it was going to take over businesses the way that it did.
One thing I told my audience in 99 when I started doing the show is I said one of the three things that you're going to have to get better at in the 21st century You're going to have to get better at technology. That's just all there is to it. I knew that it was coming. Let me ask you a question. I want to come back to the disposal of the stuff in our back room. There are certified people that will come and get your computers, and they'll completely zap your hard drives, so there's nothing else on them. Do you require them? Should I require them to do that on my premises before they leave? How do I know that they actually get that done?
They could guide you on the requirements. Sometimes it is advantageous to have it done on site, depending on the sensitivity of the data. Other times you don't need that expense.
What if I just pulled a hard drive out? What if I just pulled a hard drive out and dropped a concrete block on it? What would that do?
Nothing.
It wouldn't. They could still access it.
Might hurt your foot. Might hurt your foot if it bounces off.
But they could still get to the content. You even breaking it won't change it.
No.
I'll be darned.
No, they could still get to it.
So, folks, when you get rid of your computers, whether you do it or whether somebody comes and gets it, you need to say, are you certified to completely clean these hard drives so there's nothing left on them? Is that right? Is that what you ask them?
That is. And if they go out to our website, it's IAITAM.org. On the right-hand side, there is an industry directory.
All right.
And they could push that, and they could push in the keyword, they could put in their disposal, and then they'll come up with a list of disposal vendors.
Disposal. That's going to help a lot of people. That little disposal button, they're going to wear that out today, Barbara. Hey, Barbara, good job today. Will you come back?
I will, anytime you'd have me.
We've enjoyed having you here. Dr. Barbara Rembiza, ladies and gentlemen, IAITAM.org. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.